Welcome back to Enhanced Investor. Today is Thursday, April 19th, 2018, and we are back with BitMEX. Let me move that to full screen. Ah, much nicer. So we've got two positions open. We're going to go over those positions, explain what leverage I chose, what stop losses I chose, and basically how these positions are going to run. And before I do so, let me say that these are medium term. These are not scalp positions. They're not your 100x leverage, go big or go home. They are very conservative, although 50 times leverage is not really conservative. They're more conservative. Yeah, we'll go with that. More conservative than your scalp trades, giving it a little bit of room to wiggle so Bitcoin can continue to move up for the next few weeks, and then same thing on Ripple. So number one, this XBT USD or Bitcoin position, we have 2,000 contracts, which is about a quarter of a Bitcoin, about $2,000. So we opened this position a few days ago. As you can see here, we opened it with a 8096 average. Very simple. You can see the orders here. You can see I added 1,000 at 8154, which is about right there-ish. And I'd loaded that on this nice little dip here. So the goal of this play is to simply let this pathetic little 9100 sat just do its thing, right? Just up, down, enjoy the spikes down. I'm not going to continue to leverage in because I frankly don't have any dollars or Bitcoin left, but I want to protect myself from these spikes, and since they all keep recovering, allow it to continue. So I've chosen a stop loss based on two things. One, it's well below all of these little spike downs. And two, my liquidation price at 50 times margin is 7976. And 7976 is right about there. So it's just above my liquidation price, giving me a lot of room to move. And it's going to, all else equal, and Bitcoin not having a major crash in the meantime, will allow it to avoid these spikes down. So where we're sitting right now is just about 100% profit on this position here. So 4,700 sat. I don't really care. I just go to the four decimals here, but 96%. So that's fantastic. And of course, you have to deal with your margin fee that you pay to BitMEX, your opening fee that you pay to BitMEX, your closing fee that you pay to BitMEX. So it's really not that much. I'd give it like 50% profit, but that's okay. And this realized P&L is very wrong. It doesn't like to show that very well. The next one, which of course you know I love Ripple, this is my long-term play. This is going to likely go for weeks and weeks and weeks until I decide to cash out like I did back in January, until I decide to cash out and do it all over again and wait for the next bear market to roll in and another 3, 4, 5 months, whatever. So this play right here, we opened it at this 9073 range here, which is extremely late compared to what I could have gotten it for, but that's all right. A stop loss way down here. Again, we choose it on two things, 839 versus 8393. So I actually do have to up this guy just a little bit to prevent this liquidation. So what we're going to go do in here, we're going to go through and update our stop price. So our stop activation, 8400. I want it to go to 8410. This is our activation price. And I want it to stop at 8390. So it activates here and it has a 20 sat window of movement to make sure that it fills without being a market order. So that's if it really comes slamming down, whatever, it will fill, which I don't think is going to happen due to the nature of the market at this time. But that's a position. We're up about 50% on that. Very simple. I'm on 10x leverage. I don't want to go to 100 or even 50 or even 20 because that will bring my liquidation price a little bit too close for comfort. As we get a little higher, then I might consider going to 15, but 10 is very comfortable for Ripple as well as the lack of volume in general. You can see 280,000 here versus 2.4 million. What is that? 2.3 million on this side, 2.4 or 4.3 on the ask. So there's a lot less volume to deal with and make that move. So it's just nice and slow. And still, 10x margin up 18 here versus 48, whereas this is a, what is that, $150 position, roughly, $150, $160 worth of Ripple versus like $2,000. So it's a very big difference, but still a lot of profit. So that's what we're looking at, very medium term. Now you understand how margin works, how leverage works. We're just going to continue to go through and just do updates on this about every few days, so you guys have an idea of, okay, here's how the market's looking. Here's how we're using leverage to our advantage in not just a scalp trade way, but in a medium term to long term hold. So, of course, if you have any questions, you can always direct message me in Discord or tag me in chat. A lot easier to direct message because chat just keeps going at thousands of messages a day. And if you don't have access to that, there's a link in the description below for that. So without further ado, I am Aaron from the EI team, signing out, and happy trading.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.